The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's new water repellent glow coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Dick LeGrand, Cliff Arquette, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra, including Ken Darby's own musical setting for The Night Before Christmas. Johnson's new glow coat is now water repellent. That's the biggest development in floor care in the past 15 years. At last, there's a self-polishing floor wax that does not show ugly streaks or dull drab spots when you wipe up spilled things. Water, spilled ice cubes or drinks, tracked in mud or snow, wipe right off that hard glow coat surface. And you don't wipe off the wax when you wipe up the water. Johnson's glow coat stays on, stays bright, even after repeated damp moppings. In fact, water repellent glow coat now lasts up to 4 times longer. No need for frequent repolishing. More long-lasting floor protection for your money. It's the most economical self-polishing floor wax you can buy. Tomorrow, shine up your floors for the holidays. Protect them from the wear and tear they're bound to get. Save yourself work. Save yourself money. Get Johnson's new water-repellent glow coat in the regular glow coat package. No change at all in the container. Ah, but what a wonderful difference inside. There has always been a lot of rivalry in Wistful Vista over whose house is the most beautifully decorated for Christmas. Mr. McGee of number 79 has never placed in the first 25. Until maybe this year, because here in the hardware store, laying in a supply of outdoor lighting equipment, we find that once a year, exterior decorator and his wife, Fibber McGee and Molly.
That'd be all, Mr. McGee. The reason I ask is on account I think you got everything we had in the store.
Well, now, let me see. Check the list over with me, bud. 900 foot of wire.
Wire.
3 pairs of pliers. Better make that 5 pairs. I keep losing them in the shrubbery.
Why don't you get a dozen pairs, McGee? We could give the extra ones as Christmas presents, with a little card that says we'd like to have done something bigger for you, but we feel the pinch this year.
No, let's be practical, Molly. 300 assorted light bulbs.
300 light bulbs.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure 300 would be enough, dearie? That'll hardly light up the country as far as Kansas City.
No kidding, Molly. You got to allow for some of them burning out. I've had experience with these things. I'll bet you $2, kiddo, that the first person that comes to the door says, you got the prettiest decorated house on the whole block.
Well, make it $6. I want that one across the board.
Okay. $6 it is. Okay, bud, we got the bulbs, the wire, 5 rolls of friction tape, 4 bags of nails, 2 cartons of holly, and 5 dozen assorted sockets. Sockets. Check?
Well, we'd prefer cash.
I mean, you check with me on the list?
Oh, yes. A check, Mr. McGee, yes. Yeah.
Check. Hey, wait a minute. I'll need a couple of stepladders. Good stout stepladders.
Well, I'll have to go out and get those, Mr. McGee. We keep the stepladders in the back room on account of shoplifters. I'll send the boy in with them. Tell Herb!
McGee, for what you're spending on this project, why, you could hire 3...
Well, hello there, McGee. Hello, Mrs.
Hello,
Ollie.
Hi, Ollie. Hey, don't tell me you're buying all this electric stuff. What you gonna do, McGee? Build a television station?
He's going to decorate the front of our house for Christmas, Ollie.
Yeah.
He seems to have it confused a little with the Pentagon building.
Ah, wait till you see it, Ollie. It's going to be beautiful. You decorate your house this year?
Oh, yeah, sure, but not so fancy as you, McGee.
Oh?
We just hung up some holly and a little piece of miserable tow.
You mean mistletoe, Ollie?
To kiss all my wife's relatives under it, Mrs., it's miserable tow.
Got all your Christmas shopping done, Ollie?
Well, not quite, McGee.
Mm-hmm.
For my littlest kid, Sven, I got to get electric train.
Oh?
You know, that you drop in some smoke pills and that makes it use like a real shoo-shoo. Yes.
Must be very amusing.
Oh, I wasn't laughing at the train, Mrs. I was laughing because last year my wife's brother Tor, he swallows three of those smoke pills by mistake for headache.
My gosh, Ole, what happened?
Well, he yelled out toot toot and then he run down the basement, fill his pockets with soft coal, shugs upstairs to the living room and smoke coming out both ears. The last we hear of him, we get called from the roundhouse. Uncle Tor is there asking somebody to escape his boiler. That's very good.
I've forgotten everything now. Let's see. Wire, bulbs, pliers, tape, wires, stepladders, nails.
If you overlook anything, they can send it out in two or three truckloads. Well, here comes the lad with the ladders now, so let's see.
Pardon me, sir, but I got a couple of flatters here. Are these yours?
How's that, bud? Oh, the ladders. Oh, the stepladders. Yeah, just set them down here.
Oh, whew. Glad to.
Yes, you must be a little tired by now. I imagine this has been a rough week for you clerks.
Oh, I don't mind the work so much, but I don't feel so good today. I got up twirly.
You got up twirly?
Yes, ma'am, I didn't get enough sleep getting up swirly.
Yeah, I'll bet you don't, bud. Like Ben Franklin used to say, twirly to bed and swirly to rise makes a man dizzy.
Yeah, makes me tired, too. I like to sleep late, but this morning I had to get a potato clock.
Really? I've never seen a potato clock.
Do they make them out of the whole potato or just the peel?
Oh, no. No, I guess you didn't understand me, sir.
Oh?
I mean, I got up pearly this morning. 8 o'clock.
Oh, eight bells. Well, help me get this stuff out the car, bud, and we'll be on.
All right, sir, right away. And anytime you need anything else, just call up here and ask for Herbert Tapple.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tapple. We'll...
Oh, no, not Tapple, ma'am. Apple. Herbert Tapple.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Look, bud, I'll show you where the car sparked. You can carry the junk out. Come on, Molly, let's go. Now, you see, Molly, all I got to do is run this wire around the house 6 or 7 times. That's where I was running back with it. Run around the house 6 or 7 times and then hook up the lights to it, see?
Run the wire 6 or 7 times around the house? Well, why?
Why? To build up the current. You got to understand electricity to know these things. You see, that acts as an armature.
Oh?
Steps up the power.
I see.
You see, electricity is simply the result of friction. It was invented by two guys from Poland, Naprosky and Lavotny.
Oh?
Naprosky always says, yes, electricity is friction, and Lavotny always says, no, it ain't. And they became known to science as the positive pole and the negative pole. So when the positive impulse connected to a negative armature gets a resistance, it sets up a kilowatt, hence the electrode. You see?
No.
Well, I'll break it down for you, Tootsie, except here comes Latrivia. Hi, Latrivia.
Hello, Your Honor.
Hello, Molly. Hello, McGee. Say, that's quite a job you've undertaken there.
You betcha. I got a 6-buck bet with Molly that when I get done with this job, the first person that sees it will say, you got the prettiest decorated house in the whole block.
Well, you have enough ungrammatical friends to get pretty good odds on it.
You care to stay and help, Mr. Mayor? Otherwise, I doubt if he'll be finished by Labor Day.
Oh, yeah? I've forgotten more about this stuff than most people ever knew. I wish I could remember some of it. But I suppose a politician like you is too busy for such low-type labor, eh, Latriv?
Yes, except that I prefer to consider myself a statesman rather than a politician.
Mr. Mayor, what is the difference between a statesman and a politician?
A statesman is always out to get his country the best deal he can. A politician is always out to get his.
That's very good, Latriv. You hear that, Molly? Latriv just made a very neat epigraph.
Yes, I heard it. You sure you can't stay and see this demonstration of electrical inefficiency, Mr. Mayor?
No, I'm afraid not, Molly. I'm on my way over to Westchester. I'm making a speech in favor of John Netcher for dog catcher.
Netcher for dog catcher of Westchester, eh? Well, that's cute.
Who's he running against, Mr. Mayor?
A man named Fletcher, Molly.
Both Netcher and Catcher running for dog Fletcher of Chestwester?
No. No, Netcher and Fletcher are running for dog chest of Westchester. I mean, dog Netcher of Fletchwester.
Oh. Now, you're a little mixed up, Mr. Mayor. You told us that Mr. Chester and Mr. Catcher were running for Netchcatcher of Fletchnetcher. Or was it dog fetcher of Netwetcher?
You betcher.
No. Let me take this slowly, please.
Yes, you better.
Fletcher and Netcher are running for dog catcher of Nestwetcher. I mean, of wet snatched it. Natch ditched it. Look, I said
next. Now, hold it, Mr. Mayor. Hold it. We better get this straightened out before you try to make a speech in favor of anybody.
Yeah.
Now then, you're going to Westchester, right?
That is correct.
Two guys are running for dog Fletcher, right?
No. They're running for dog catcher.
In Fletchwester.
No. In Westchester.
Oh.
Can't you get this straight? It's perfectly simple. Fletcher and Wetcher are running for dog Chester and Netchester. I mean, for Chester and dog Nester. Which Netchester? Oh, blasters! 2 minutes ago, I knew who was running for dog Snatcher of West Snatcher. Now I'm sorry I ever met you. Snatcher. Merry Christmas and good day!
Billy Mills and the orchestra with a Christmas medley.
I'm coming down in a minute.
My goodness. The string of colored lights certainly looks pretty, dearie.
You like them, kiddo?
Lovely. When are you going to put them up?
I'm going to start hanging the sockets any minute now. You steady the ladder while I hop down off it, will you?
I've got it. Careful now.
I'm
careful
okay.
Of yourself now. I'm...
What did I jump on?
Well, what would you jump on, dearie? Just a box of light bulbs, that's all.
Oh.
The only thing you could have jumped on, unless you just landed on the bare ground, of course.
Well, so what? I got plenty. Anyhow, look what I'm doing. I got nails drove clean across the front of the house, see, in the shape of letters.
Letters to whom?
No, I mean spelling letters, Molly. All I do now is hang these lights on the nails, turn them on, and presto, the front of our house spells out Merry Christmas in six delicious colors. Tricky?
That's a wonderful idea, dearie.
Yeah, the only thing is I made my letters too big and I started over too far.
Oh. Well, is that bad?
No, only I couldn't get the whole word Christmas on the front here. The T-M-U-S will be around the corner.
Well, that's all right, dearie. Christmas is just around the corner anyway. But now, look, you better hurry because it's getting late.
Well, hello, Molly. Hi, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior. Grab a light bulb and you can help us put in some of these sockets here.
Oh, I'd love to, pal, but I've got lighting problems of my own at home this evening. Going to trim a Christmas tree.
That's no problem, Mr. Wilcox, if you have the light.
Well, I checked over the lights last night, Molly. Had four strings left from last year, but three of them wouldn't work.
Did you finally find one that would work, Junior?
Say, I'm glad you mentioned woodwork, pal.
What?
Of course, you sort of dragged it in by the heels there, pal. But as long as you brought up the subject of woodwork, let me tell you about the greatest discovery in years for protecting your wood floors and linoleum.
Boy.
It's Johnson's new water-repellent glow coat.
Look, Junior.
Oh, now, McGee, it's Christmas week. Let's humor him.
Oh, well.
What did you say that new discovery is, Mr. Wilcox? Tell us about it.
Well, if you insist.
Don't crowd your luck.
Okay. Okay, it's the new Johnson self-polishing water-repellent glow coat. The one self-polishing floor wax that does not show cloudy, milky-looking spots when you wipe up dirt and spill things or mop them up with a damp mop.
Yeah, we know, Junior, we know.
Hush, Mickey, hush.
Yes, sir. That gleaming wax protection that Glow Coat gives your linoleum stays on and stays bright, even after repeated damp moppings. That means the new water-repellent Glow Coat will last up to four times longer than before.
Isn't that interesting? Why does it last longer, Mr.
Wilcox? Oh, don't encourage him, Molly. Don't encourage him. You know why it lasts longer. Because it's water-repellent.
I know,
because when you mop up the floor, you don't mop the wax off. That's why housewives are flocking to buy the stuff.
Not stuff, pal.
Huh?
We never refer to the new Johnson self-polishing water-repellent Glow Coat as the stuff.
They buy it because they don't have to put it on their floor.
What?
As often.
Oh.
So it saves them time and dough because it lasts so much longer. And the new water repellent...
Hey, look, Waxy.
Yes, pal?
Look, I'd love to stay here and hear more about this wonderful new product, but I've got to run.
Where, Mr. Wilcox?
In my right sock, you see. Got to go home and change. Have a nice Christmas, kid.
Okay. Thank you.
Doggone it, I wish I had a flashlight to see these lights with. It's darker here than I thought.
You have, dearie.
Huh? Flashlight?
I had a hunch you might take a little longer than you thought, so what did I do? I brought your old brakeman's lantern out, the one with the green shade.
Hello there, daughter. Hello, Johnny.
Well, Mr. Oldtimer, and hello there, Bessie.
Hello, you all.
Excuse me while I keep working, Oldtimer. Hold the light here, Molly. Where you been? Christmas shopping?
Nope, been to the post office, Johnny. Bessie got a letter.
Yes, I did. It's a letter from my sister, Mrs. McGee. She's away at finishing school.
Well, at finishing school, your sister?
I'll read it to you. It says, Buckley Finishing School. Dear Bessie, I'm finished. Love, Essie.
Nice letter. Bessie and Essie, eh? Interesting names.
Yes. Bessie and Essie was twins at one time, Johnny. Just for a while, of course.
Oh, how can you be twins just for a while? How long were you twins, Bessie?
30 minutes.
Hmm.
Then my brother Jesse was born and made us triplets. Oh, Mama had such a great sense of humor. She knew all the answers.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of answers, kids, me and Bessie had us quite a time this morning. Went to one of them radio quiz shows. Didn't we, Bessie?
Oh, gracious, yes. The doctor of ceremonies said, is there a dancer among those present? So I did a dance.
Jitterbug, Bessie?
No, I got up and did.
I'll tell this, Bessie. I'll tell it. I started it.
O-O-T-U-R-O.
Bessie's got a habit of hogging all the gab, kids. All she wants for Christmas is her two front teeth kicked in. Don't you, baby?
Oh, you stop teasing me, O.T.
No. Well, sir, Bessie got up at this quiz show and she done a hula hula dance, but the feller made her stop.
Yeah?
He says, no cooching from the audience, please.
She made a motion before the house and they voted her down, did they? Did you win anything down there?
We sure did, Johnny.
Yeah?
Me and Bessie won us a Cocker Spaniel and a year's supply of Poodle Noodles. A new flea repellent dog biscuit.
Well, now, isn't that nice? Where's the dog now? Is he with you?
No, we took him over to my house and fed him, Mrs. McGee.
Yep. Took one bite of them Poodle Noodles and then a bite of Bessie's leg.
We was in the living room and he bit me right on the settee.
Never mind. Never mind. Anyways, he barked, bit Bessie and bolted. And we ain't seen him since.
My gosh. He runs off and leaves you kids with a year's supply of dog biscuits, eh? What are you going to do with them?
What are we going to do? Put jelly on them, Johnny. Come on, Bessie.
That's how you all. Merry Christmas.
Well, so long, Bessie.
Well, I hope you're nearly finished, McGee. But it's so dark, I can hardly see you up on that ladder. You are on the ladder, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm up here. Hold the brakeman's lantern over here, will you? I'm almost through, and... There's the last bulb in.
Well, thank goodness. Now get down off that ladder before you break
Just a second, kiddo. I'll be right down. As soon as I turn the juice on by twisting these two little wires together, I got them right here and...
Yow!
What happened?
You came down. Also, our lights are out. Also, so are all the lights in the neighborhood except this little brakeman's lantern. And I'm going to hang it up here on the steps so we can see our way through this mess. Are you hurt,
Jimmy? No, but let's get in the house before the neighbors start beeping.
My, my. Come on in the living room, dearie.
Doggone it, here we planned the prettiest decorations in the whole neighborhood, and what do we wind up with?
Well, a green lantern shining on the front porch, the only light in the whole block, and the only...
Uh-oh. Now, if that's one of our nosy neighbors snooping around here, trying to find out who blew out his lights, I'll tell him to come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, Teeny.
Hello.
Hi,
there, Teeny.
Now, look, if your old man, or if your father sent you over here to beef about his lights being out...
Oh, no, mister, no. I just came to tell you, you got the prettiest decorated house in the whole block.
Yeah, but... What did you say?
Who?
You.
When?
Just now.
About what?
About we got the prettiest decorated house in the whole block.
I know it. It's just peachy, the simplicity of it. When I saw that green lantern shining on the faces of all those carolers out there.
Carolers?
What carolers, Teeny?
I didn't hear any carolers.
Sure you didn't, I bet you. They haven't started yet. Hey, Kenny and Ratty and Buddy and Johnny, come on in, kids.
Oh, hello, boy.
Now, the rest of you carolers sit down, and you sit over there, Diane. Ready, gentlemen? And a one, and a two, and a three. Chimney with care, in hope that Satan.
Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's night.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away through the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Then, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer? With a little old driver so lively and quick that I knew right away that it must be St. Nick. All bundled in fur from his head to his foot, old Santa was covered with ashes and soot. I drew in my head and was turning around when down the chimney he came with a bound.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke went around and around and around his head like a wreath. Was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. Said a laugh, said a laugh, said a laugh, when I saw him in spite of myself. He had a broad face, and a little round belly, that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. Oh, oh, he gave me a wink of his eye, and a twist of his head. A chuckle and a smile I knew.
Spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings.
Oh, boy.
Then turned with a jerk. Then
laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he
sugar plums dance in their wee little
Stay tuned for Big Town, coming up next on NBC.